father, David Letterman, has apologized to the Palin family, well, kind of, for his dopey joke about Rodriguez and 14-year-old and all that sort of stuff. Really, that's not the big picture here. The big picture is David Letterman, once the heir apparent to Johnny Carson, once a very talented comedian, excellent talk show host, who soon after Johnny Carson retired, turned into a left-wing ideologue who is strictly all about politics now in a lot of his commentary and a lot of his jokes, and has become a hero for those on the left, no matter what he says or how he says it. As long as he attacks those on the right, David Letterman seems to feel comfortable. Now, we've seen this before. We've seen this before with Letterman, and I think it's a shame. The late-night talk show circuit is not a political venue by any means. If you remember Johnny Carson, he hardly talked about politics at all. He talked about everyday life, and if he made a joke about a politician, he made jokes about all of them. Letterman should be ashamed of himself, but this whole thing with the Palins, the apology, and all of that needs to end, and let's get on with life. You decide who you want to watch, Conan, Letterman, or a rerun of Leave It to Beaver. There's a place for TV, and there's a place for politics, and comedians and talk shows and politics sometimes don't mix. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.